USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four White House officials on the schedule to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today, but they're not expected to show up to do so. Two have already been subpoenaed, and Democratic lawmakers are now considering subpoenas for the others. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to slam the impeachment inquiry. He tweeted this morning, quote, "What I said on the phone call with the Ukraine president is perfectly stated." The president adding, "There's no reason to call witnesses to analyze my words and meaning." President Trump is threatening federal funding for California over the destructive wildfires across that state. He tweeted over the weekend, as a number of blazes were still impacting the state, that Governor Gavin Newsom is responsible for doing a terrible job of forest management. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Iran is commemorating the 40th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy hostage crisis. On this date in 1979, Islamist students seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran after President Jimmy Carter allowed the ousted Shah of Iran to travel to the U.S. for medical treatment. Today, several events are planned in Iran, including a rally at the former embassy. The chief executive officer of McDonald's, Steve Easterbrook, has stepped down after admitting that he violated company policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. Heather Haddon's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and she says of this development corporately,
investors definitely are going to have opinions. A lot of them have really liked the company under Steve Easterbrook. The shares have really grown. Share price has almost doubled. The company has picked a trusted hand to replace him, but this is unsettling news for a company that's been trying to turn itself around.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Some new polls give presidential candidate Joe Biden a slight lead over Donald Trump in six key battleground states. The polls from the New York Times and Siena College show registered voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona, and North Carolina prefer Biden over Trump by an average of 2 percentage points. A California winemaker is expected to report to federal prison today for his role in the college admissions cheating scandal. Napa Valley vineyard owner Agustin Junius was sentenced to 5 months in prison for agreeing to pay $300,000 to have someone change his daughter's SAT scores to get her into USC as a water polo recruit. Volkswagen is now making electric cars. A celebration ceremony was held hours ago at a factory in eastern Germany that's making the Volkswagen ID.3 electric car. The CEO of Volkswagen calling the car a milestone that puts VW on the road to becoming climate neutral by 2050. And daylight saving may be bad for our health. Researchers say the incidence of heart attacks increase around the time change in both spring and fall. The time change may also coincide with a rise in traffic accidents and sleep deprivation. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.